Welcome to our weekly Vinyl Revival. Just sit back and relax for 45 minutes with your presenter, Albert Chan, broadcasting every Sunday night, featuring more forgotten tunes and rarities on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand. Hits of 1955 include Unchained Melody by Les Baxter's Orchestra, Memories Are Made of This by Dean Martin, and The Yellow Rose of Texas, with Mitch Miller and his chorus holding that position for 6 weeks during August and September.
Spring, little cobra, getting ready to strike. gonna shut them down. Shut them down.
Cowboys and Indians, cowboys and Indians, cowboys and Indians, Indians.
Billy boy, are you coming out today? Billy boy, are you coming out to play?
Cowboys and Indians, cowboys and Indians.
Buffalo Billy in the cowboy suit. Sure looks cute, sure can shoot. Buffalo Billy, hey, how you part? You're all fenced in your own backyard.
Cowboys and Indians, cowboys and Indians.
Look at them riding on the front porch rail. Mommy's mop, horse's tail. Rootin' his tootin' his cowpoke known. Protecting ma till his pa comes home.
Cowboys and Indians, cowboys and Indians.
Ride, ride, the rustlers hide. When they come out, he'll pop them. Bang, bang, he'll get that gang and nothing's gonna stop him. Buffalo Billy, when the day is through, he'll lasso a dream or two. Up in the morning with the kids and then Buffalo Billy will ride again. Coming out today, Billy boy, are you coming out to play? Cowboys and Indians, cowboys and Indians, cowboys and Indians.
You heard of Virginian-born vocalist Evelyn Knight, 1917 to 2007, with Buffalo Billy, orchestra conducted by Bob Haggart, with the Ray Charles Singers, released May 1950. And first up, the Ripcords, with Hey Little Cobra, peaking at number 4 on Billboard from January 1964. They were a Californian group featuring this duo of Terry Melcher, Doris Day's son, and Bruce Johnson. Adam Faith begins a British pop performing Don't That Beat All with Johnny Keating and his orchestra, a number 8 hit on the UK charts from August 1962, followed by Gracie Fields, 1898 to 1979, with the Island Barton hit If I Knew You Were Coming, I Would Bake a Cake, released March 1950. This is Vinyl Revival, the unforgettable music.
Every single word you say you change your mind. Oh baby, that's unkind. They say that love is blind. The more I look, the more I find. Don't that beat all I ever saw? That's for sure. Oh, fool that other guy. He's gonna get the old go by. Well, well, don't that beat all. Play the sad, sad story. is fast. So our fair is past. But now the die is cast, and he lasts longest who lasts last. There's one thing more I wanna say here. When you come begging back one day, I'll take one look at you, and then I'll tell you what you can do. Well, well, ha-ha, don't that beat all?
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, baked a cake, baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do? Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band, the grandest band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band and spread the welcome mat for you. Now I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been, but it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band, goodness sake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do?
Platter cake, baker man, bake the cake as quick as you can. Plenty of cream and sugar and ice, nuts and raisins and honey and spice.
Folk pop group The Kingston Trio continues with We Have All the Flowers Gone, reaching number 21 on Billboard from January 1962, followed by California singer-songwriter Norma Taniga with her one-hit wonder Walking My Cat Named Dog, a number 20 hit on Billboard from March 1966. Sadly, Norma passed away on December 29th, 2019 in Claremont at age 80.
Pick them everywhere. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
Man with the golden trumpet, Eddie Calvert, begins their musical interlude with his bouncy melody, Penny Points Polka, with the Frank Barber Orchestra from March 1961, followed by orchestra leader Bob Moore with his monument London single, Hootin' Trumpet, released March 1964, and Bob turned 87 years last November. tune into Vinyl Revival on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand, broadcasting every Sunday night with more forgotten tunes and rarities, spanning from the 30s to the 60s and elsewhere. You can also download and listen online at planetaudio.org.nz/vinylrevival, or one word. The Caribbean singer Mitchell Torrick begins the country segment with his Abbott London release, Hoochie Coochie Henry, backed by the Louisiana Hayride Band, released December 1953, followed by Jim Reeves and Dottie West singing as a duet with the RCA Victor single Love Is No Excuse from February 1964.
From Hawaii, he dances hoochie coochie in the sand on the beach of Waikiki beneath the coconut tree. He does a hoochie coochie dance to beat the band in old Hawaii. Beneath the spreading coconut tree, there lives a gay lad whose heart is free. He's got no money, still he owns the world. He's got his grass clippers ready for the hula hula girl. Oh, hoochie coochie Henry from Hawaii, I dances hoochie coochie in the sand on the beach of Waikiki beneath the coconut tree. He does a hoochie coochie dance to beat the band in old Hawaii. He dances out on the shore and the brown skinned natives all cry for more. He plays his guitar Hawaiian style. That he's playing drives the islanders wild. Oh, hoochie coochie Henry from Hawaii dances hoochie coochie in the sand on the beach of Waikiki beneath the coconut tree. He does a hoochie coochie dance to beat the band. In old Hawaii, when the sun is sinking so low, girls on deck, they swim right back to the island just to hook him by the neck. Oh, hoochie coochie Henry from Hawaii, I dances hoochie coochie in the sand on the beach of Waikiki beneath the coconut tree. He does a hoochie coochie dance to beat the band when the tropical moon beams out over the sea and lonely hearts long for company. He rids the island from a drinking ice of coconut juice. So hoochie coochie Henry from Hawaii, I dances hoochie coochie in the sand on the beach of Waikiki and eat the coconut tree. He does a hoochie coochie dance to beat the band.
The International Novelty Quartet provides our vintage track, performing Silver Bell with vocal duet, originally released on the Red and Green Regal Xenophone 78 label from 1934. They were a popular dance band during the late 1920s and 30s, specialising in novelty tunes. This is Vinyl Revival, the unforgettable music.
Please say you'll be mine.
to the early 60s from Bobby V with his Liberty London single, Devil or Angel, with the Johnny Mansingers, a number 6 hit on Billboard from September 1960. The deep backing voice is again by singer, actor Phil Ravenscroft, also heard on Rosemary Clooney's This Old House and Where Will the Dimple Be? The Teenagers featuring Frankie Lyman begins the rock and roll segment with I Want You to Be My Girl, reaching number 13 on Billboard from May 1956, their follow-up to Why Do Fools Fall in Love. They were an R&B group formed as the Premiers in the Bronx during 1955. Track, but let's hear it first and the details to follow.
When Louis came home to the flats, he hung up his coat and his hat. He gazed all around, but no wifey he found, so he said, a note on the table he spied.
heard singing star actress Judy Garland with Lucille Bremer and Tom Drake performing Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis, with Georgie Stoll and his orchestra, featured in the MGM film of the same name from October 1944. Also featured in the film was the trolley song and Skip to My Lou. Rosemary Clooney and Marlene Dietrich singing as a duet closes the show, performs Good for Nothing with Jimmy Carroll and his orchestra, the flip side of Too Old to Cut the Mustard, issued in July 1952. Until 7, 10pm next Sunday, this is your host, Albert Chan, signing off. Good night, everyone.
Your love forevermore, and then he comes home reeking of perfume you never wore.
You maybe wanna shoot him, but he isn't worth the shot, and you can bet the other woman has found out he's not so hot.
Good for nothing, men are good for nothing. I never saw a good one yet. Good for nothing, men are good for nothing, and if you love them, nothing's what you'll get. He says he'll surprise you with diamonds and with mink, but the only things he buys you are a ringer and a sink.
He may be full of glamour at the opera in a box, but he ain't so darn attractive when you're washing out his socks.
Good for nothing, men are good for nothing, I never saw a good one yet. Good for nothing, men are good for nothing, and if you love them, nothing's what you'll get. Their wily hearts, their tender pleas, their fickle hearts, their knobby knees. Smart will even be. Good for nothing, men are good for nothing, but can we do it?